Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello. Steve is not here today. I'm sitting in for him. My name's Larry Sonnenberg, and I am the thorn between two roses today.
Oh, you're hardly a thorn, Larry.
Yeah. Well, I'm Dr. Sherry Keffer. That's who you're hearing right
hey,
now.
Hey, it's great to be here with you both.
And Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, this is going to be a good day, I think. Couple of things as we get started. We're streaming this program live on Facebook. So if you go to our Facebook page, you should be able to see us and hear us. And if you're listening on radio at the same time, you might get a little confused because there's usually a little delay to the Facebook. So pick one or the other, please.
So it'll be like a Godzilla movie
in the days
when it was la 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 la, and then you see the mouth move. So kind of entertaining. And before we got on, they were telling us that Alice, they were trying to get everything set up, and they're like, Alice, I don't know, you've got a purple mustache and a weird hat and confetti over your head. I don't know. It's probably
one. I think
one
Bethany
of the
was just playing games with Alice. That's what I think.
But I wish I did. Yeah. I think I'd be very attractive with a purple mustache.
Your husband might have something to say about that. Another announcement is that we want men to sign up for our Every Man's Battle Workshop coming up in San Jose in February. The dates are February 8th in San Jose, 8, 9, and 10. And it's a very slow beginning, so we're going to give an incentive. If you'll sign up for the San Jose Workshop between now and Monday, this coming Monday, you will have $500 off.
Wow.
There's an early bird price, and we're taking a little more off so that we can really encourage guys. That's a lot of money
that
off.
That is.
And we never want money to be the reason somebody can't come. So if you need help coming, tell the person you talk to when you call in to 800 New Life. Just tell them that you're having a little struggle financially and you could use a scholarship. They will send you an application, you fill it out, send it back, and we'll do everything we can to give you the scholarship that will allow you to come and be a part of that weekend. And similarly, for the women coming to Restore, right now you can get $400 off the Restore workshop that's coming up, and that is March 1, 2, and 3 in right here in Orange County. We had a man who was an EMB alumni, and he was at one of our EMB workshops as an alumni, and he heard Shelley Martinkus come and address the guys there, and it really touched his heart. So he came and he called me, and he said, I'm giving $10,000, and I wanted to go to Restore.
Wow.
And the way it's going to Restore is we're taking $200 off the registration fee for the first 50 women to sign up. And we're about halfway there, and it's going much slower than I wish it would or that it should, I think, because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And women, I know there's a mindset in a lot of women that this is his problem, this isn't mine. But ladies, the only thing I would add to that is I agree with you, it was his problem that got you where you are, but his problem has caused you to have a problem. You're hurting, and you maybe don't know just how to get back where you need to be or want to be, and this workshop will help you do that. So that's the encouragement for right now. But we'd like you to give us a call at 800-229-3000, and Sherry and Alice will give you the best advice that you could find anywhere. Also, we need your help as financially, and we are really encouraging signups to Club New Life this month. We had a really good year last year with Club New Life and a really good year end. We'll talk more about that later, but call us at 800-NEW-LIFE and give us a hand.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Before we go to the phones, there's just one. I want to finish up that announcement about the needing your help, and I want to also talk about one other workshop. See if we can get some of this stuff out of the way up top, and then just stick with calls the rest of the hour. So we have a special gift if you sign up for Club New Life, and that's four videos from Mylon K. Yurkovich. And those four videos are Anger and the Love Styles, Parenting Your Adult Kids, Talking to Kids About Sex, and 12 Questions That Will Change Any Relationship. So those are videos that Mylon K. have not done anything like that in video before. So we're looking forward to sharing that with our audience. Also, if you make a gift of any size today, you will receive as a thank you gift a book by Dr. Dave Stoop, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. And then the last thing I want to do, and we'll get right to the phones, is we are doing an intimacy and marriage workshop in February 15, 16, and 17. And we have a couple of couples who are engaged who would like to attend. And we said if we can get another couple or two to form a group, so there's a group of engaged couples, we can do that. So if you're thinking of getting married, maybe it's not your first marriage. Maybe it's your second marriage. Maybe, you know, you've been divorced or widowed and you're getting remarried. That's fine. But if you're engaged and would be interested in starting off on your first or second or third marriage on really good foundation.
You know, it'd be great because a lot of times people think about going to premarital and they may get premarital with their, you know, pastor, or, but it might only be 4 or 6 hours. This is like a whole weekend where you can actually get a good look at that person you're wanting to spend the rest of your life with. And it's awesome to bring up whatever the issues and patterns are now before you actually get on the other side of that piece of wedding cake, right?
Well, absolutely.
And if you want to give a great wedding gift,
parents
of the bride or groom, I mean, what a gift that would be.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Well, that's good. That's what I have for now. Let's go and the phones. Let's talk to Lucy. Lucy's in Florida. And welcome to New Life Live, Lucy. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I was married for 8 years to a war veteran, a war hero of our country. Actually, he was a Purple Heart recipient.
Wow.
A wonderful man who struggled with the wounds of war. And I helped him when I met him, and he had a problem with alcoholism. And I helped him basically rehab his life and quit drinking. And he was sober for the 8 years that we were together. And then we had a great marriage and things were working well. And we've got a house together with the veteran program. And, you know, we're Christian people and we're living a good life. So I thought, and just one day, one day he met the wrong people, the wrong friends, I would say, or I don't even call them friends, moved into the neighborhood, and he relapsed on drugs and alcohol, and I was confronted with this scenario in my life, and I had to do the right thing, and I feel like God spoke through me, because I couldn't have done this on my own, of my own volition, to stand up to my husband, the man I adore and see as my soulmate, and tell him, you have to make a choice. And this is not the life that God wants us to live. And you have to do something about this now. But we cannot continue on this path. Basically, I hate to say, but I was giving him an ultimatum. And, you know, sad to say, he chose the other path. And then I was left alone, stripped to a broken soul with pretty much nothing left. And I had to find a way, because financially it hurt me, emotionally, spiritually, and it broke me. It broke my soul to see him leave.
Okay, so...
And he left one weekend. So my question is, I'm left with all of this inside of me, and if I was a good wife and a good Christian woman, how do I deal with this anger and the shame and the resentment that I have inside my heart? And I can't stop feeling this way.
And Lucy, since this has happened, What have you done to get help and get through this process? This is horrific. This abandonment is so deep, emotional, physical, financial. What a deep, deep loss. What have you been able to do to get some help for yourself?
I reached out to family first. I had a big support network there. Then I reached out to a counselor, and oddly enough, I'm a counselor myself, and I actually work in trauma recovery and addiction recovery, and that's why now I'm on the other side of it. So I did reach out to get help, and then I joined Al-Anon program. I went to church as well. I just went everywhere I knew to go because I felt like I wasn't going to survive. I mean, I knew logically I would, but my heart was so heavy. The loss was so great, and you know, he just disappeared, and then I felt really broken, really broken. And I went back. I went to Jesus, and I prayed. But other than that, it's like there's really nowhere else to go for women like me. I went 8-9 months without working. Almost lost everything, car, house, everything. And through the grace of God, I was hired, and now I work for a reentry program, and I'm actually helping people who come out of prison to rebuild their lives. So that's what I'm doing with my life now.
So what can Lucy do to help through her anger, her shame, and her resentment?
So, you know, Lucy, this is...
Like my depression. It's my sadness. It's like
I know. And you know what? Let me tell you this. We're sad with you. Because this is the one soldier that you couldn't save. You did. You invited him into recovery for 8 years, and that must have felt amazing to actually see him walk through, come out of his addiction, and really get on a path of sobriety. But you and I both know something that we don't control, and that's somebody's choice. That's somebody's free will. And you know what, girl? His choice hurt you. It hurt you because you couldn't save him. And so I don't know if you're more resentful towards him or yourself right now, if you're more angry at him or yourself right now, or you feel more ashamed. And are you... Okay. All right. Well, because I heard it in your voice. It's kind of like I heard this regret that maybe I shouldn't have drawn the line in the sand so strongly. Maybe I should have just made a suggestion, right? And so you're regretting. Yes. Is that true?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Better than anyone. I couldn't even express.
Yes. Yeah. And so...
I think that's what happened, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, girl? Even if you had done it nicely, or you had invited in 10 times, it wasn't the line that was the mistake. It wasn't your boundary. It wasn't that you did something wrong. It was that he chose. He chose to walk back into it. And can you embrace that? Can you let yourself off the hook for feeling bad that you were brave And you walked right towards him and said, I can't live with both of these things. Can you forgive yourself for doing that? Because I think that's where you're stuck.
Yes, I am stuck. And although I'm moving forward physically and I'm back to work, mentally I'm stuck. And I am in despair. And I constantly want to reach out to know that he's well, to know what he's doing. And I met with anger and resent. So, you know, he totally hates me now.
Okay.
Because I outed him. I outed him to the family. But now I'm the bad guy.
Okay.
As you know. And so it hurts. It hurts.
I know. But you know what? And Alice, you probably know this. And Larry, you probably know this as much as I do. And you probably know this as well from the work that you do, Lucy. But when it comes to choice, even God is a gentleman. Even God is a gentleman when it comes to salvation. He doesn't force anybody. And so sometimes the hardest thing to do is we have to lay down our need to rescue. We have to lay down that and entrust that person to God, because it's going to drive you crazy to keep wondering how he's doing and to keep running back towards someone that's saying, I don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Exactly. That is exactly what he's saying, and God bless you for making it clear, because that is what he's saying, and I don't want to hear it.
Okay, then stop. Then stop chasing him, dear. Mm. God has got a bunch of people right in front of you that you're going to be able to help. Focus on them.
True.
Focus on them.
I will.
So, Lucy,
I will. That was beautiful.
In addition to what Sherry's saying here, what I want you to do before the day is over today is connect with 2 to 3 of the women that you've met through all your programming, the women that have counseled you, and set up an action plan that the next time you want to reach out to him, or if he even tries to contact you, that you will get in touch with them, and that together you'll pray and you'll seek comfort from your female friends rather than trying to find out how your husband is doing.
And I want to...
That's the plan.
I want to encourage you, Lucy... I don't like to sound like a ministry salesman, but our workshops do amazing things. And there's a Finding Freedom workshop next week. It's in Washington, D.C. And I think that you're in search of that freedom from all those things that you're feeling. So you might just consider that.
Yeah.
And if it's not that one, there's another workshop later on.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes...
I appreciate it.
Yes, Lucy, you're not alone. We all get stuck in these places, and there's something that's driving us, but that same thing that's driving us can exhaust us. And so the weekend would be a really great place for her or anybody else that's kind of finding out that you're chasing after something that that isn't available for you. So whether it's a relationship, an old flame that you love and you know, or somebody that really hurt you and you're trying to repair and that person's saying, I'm not interested, and you're driven, come to the weekend, right? Yeah. Face it.
What would a good book be to send to Lucy?
I think Take Your Life Back would be a really good resource for her.
I'd like you two to talk about, just for a minute, I think Alice hit upon something that's central to what we do at New Life. She said, go find and speak to those women that you have come in contact with and doing those programs and things. And God heals in community.
He does.
And so how do women find community? It seems that, like with our Restore workshop, we get a lot of women that are ashamed and they don't want to tell anybody that their husband's hooked on porn or had an affair. So they withdraw and they don't share with their girlfriends. How do we overcome that hurdle? How can you help a woman who maybe is in that role or that spot take that first step?
I think we start to believe the lie that we're the only one, or that we're worse, our situation is worse, and nobody else could understand us. Mm-hmm. And so that first courageous step of risking telling part of our embarrassing secret, our shameful story, I see women come into such freedom when they're willing to courageously risk like that. And we can almost guarantee you'll find out you're not alone at all. In fact, so many of us share similar stories, similar shame and embarrassment. And so we've talked about this no shame zone, and it truly is, because we find out many, many women share our story. And in that understanding and in that community, that's where freedom and healing are found.
I've also found that it's not only women. I have a friend right now, and he's in a spot where he lost his job, and he has shared that with me, but he hasn't shared it with any others or many others, and it's really hard for him to share that with his family or close friends, and I just want to get him to do that. It's freeing to let people come and comfort you, to encourage you, to be God's people around you. Mm-hmm. And we need more of that, men and women both.
Well, I know when I entered into a small group and really started facing my fear of letting people in, to see the warts, to see the cracks, to see the brokenness, what was happening then, and then even to invite them into what had happened in the past. But you're right. Both of you are right. It was like defying gravity. I actually found out that the more that I started telling them about what was wrong with me, right, about my fears and my shames, they actually said they liked me better.
Yes.
They leaned in. And that was when I finally found out that I am loved, not because of what I used to show you, but I'm loved because you know me from top to bottom, and you love me anyway.
There you go. Well, we'll be right back and get into some more calls right after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. Going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th. Great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things we want you to know about. If you have an Alexa-enabled device like an Amazon Dot or Echo, listening to New Life Live just got even easier. All you have to do is say, Alexa, play New Life Live, and the latest New Life Live program will begin playing. You can even use commands like Alexa pause if you need to stop listening to the show for a moment, and then say, Alexa resume to pick up right where you left off. We know you're going to enjoy this new convenience, so be sure to check it out. And if there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed and their credentials have been verified. So if we can help you with that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Larry, back to you.
Thanks, Terry.
I want to know if Alexa, you can say, Alexa, can you give me a cup of coffee? Yeah. Pull up a cream, maybe make a cappuccino. I think we might try that.
Saturday Night Live a couple years back did a thing on the Alexa for senior citizens. And it is hilarious. If you go to YouTube and look that up, it's just very funny. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Ann. Listens in Dallas, Texas on KWRD. Hello, Ann. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, or good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I guess the background about my question is I've been married 12 years, and my husband and I have had difficulty communicating and conflict resolution, things like that. And I guess what I'm facing right now is how to deal with the silent treatment, because that's kind of his first resort, like in arguments or whenever he gets upset, he'll give me a silent treatment, and it's like usually about a week. And then, so just this past week, that's what happened, and I was just reading about silent treatment, how it's a form of abuse. And so I was just kind of looking up ways to respond, because usually I'm the first one that just goes and starts apologizing and trying to figure out like whatever I did to make him upset. And but this time I just was kind of tired of trying that approach because it doesn't really fix the problem. But I just wrote him a letter or a little note just saying that, you know, something's bothering you. I want to invite you to talk to me directly. I'm not going to beg or plead, but wait until you're ready to talk. And then just put in there that, you know, your prolonged silence has been very hurtful to me. And so I've just kind of been waiting for him to respond to that. But I'm not sure if that's the right way to respond to the silent treatment. And just your opinions.
So what do you ladies think?
Well, first let me just... it is a form of getting power. And I think I dance gently over abuse because I think a lot of times we can use that word. Let me talk about it in more of a way that it is a very hurtful way of try to get power over you. Mm-hmm. Try to get power over the situation. And it's really a passive aggressive way of being in relationship, right? It's instead of being upset, instead of being angry, instead of being honest, I'm going to withhold my love from you. I'm going to withhold my words from you in order to get some power over you or over the situation that I'm feeling more helpless about. Does your husband talk? Does he even know his own heart? Is he feeling judged?
Sometimes whenever we have finally kind of come down to it and talked about like the difficult issues, which I feel like we've never really resolved, he'll say that it is like a control thing, that I'm trying to control certain decisions and things like that. And I've recommended, you know, going to see a counselor to talk about things.
That helps me a lot. And let me tell you why. I'm thinking of a particular situation I was involved in where the wife had kind of gotten stuck in trying to fix certain things about her husband. And mm-hmm. he really hadn't ever learned how to talk about his heart, how to talk about his feelings, how to talk about his frustrations. And so he kind of was dealing with it in more of a caveman way. Like, I'm just going to go to my cave and I'm going to shut down. And that was the only way he knew how to try to own himself. But of course, the wife ended up feeling more abandoned, right? And so I wonder if you, what do you think would happen if you were to just focus on his feelings instead of trying to fix him? And I love what you did, right? You just invited, you didn't try to control. But, you know, maybe just saying, are you feeling frustrated? Are you feeling mad? More invite, mind his heart with more, giving him two or three emotions. Are you feeling sad? And then don't say anything. Don't say anything to try to give him words. Just sit. Just sit and wonder about his heart. What do you think about that?
Okay. Yeah, I guess what I'm waiting for is an apology. Because in the note I said, you know, that it hurt my feelings. But he's never been much of one to apologize.
But you know what?
And I'm usually always...
Yeah, if we go to forgiveness, I just was talking about this last night. If we're looking for that apology, we're kind of entitled. I need that apology before I'm even going to have a relationship with you. When there's been a hurt, it's not the time to look for an apology. It's a time to create safety in the relationship so that somebody can move closer towards you and just talk, right?
Right. We'll be back right after this. Hold on.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I've had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, and it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself in our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, before we go back to Ann, I just want to remind folks, we will be on another hour after this. So continue to call the 800-229-3000. And if you don't get in this hour, we'll get you next hour. So Alice, you had something you wanted to say to Ann, I think.
Well, we were talking during the break, actually, about sometimes we think we give callers what they need, but maybe it's not what they want, and our answers can be frustrating to you folks. But what we want to do is empower you to move in the way that you can to then hopefully influence the people around you. So I think about Matthew 7:5 that talks about taking that beam out of our own eye rather than trying to get the speck out of our neighbor's eye first. So, and to be able to get that apology you need, your best bet is probably to make a confession first. So if you can see any truth in being controlling at times to your husband, and I want you to consider critical too, just because controlling and critical often go hand in hand, even though our heart's in the right place. If you can confess to your husband, you're right, at sometimes I'm critical, sometimes I'm controlling, and I want to apologize first. The power then is in your court. You're the one modeling what you hope to get from him, and that's the best way for grace to work and flow in our relationships and families.
And I want to thank you for the call, and I hope that what Sherry and Alice have said to you will be something you can put into action and might change things with you and your husband. We're going to send you a copy of How We Love. I think that will be a really good book for the two of you to look at together. It can be totally altering to your marriage and your relationship. Okay, let's talk with Jane. Jane is in Philadelphia. Listens on our app. Thank you for doing that, Jane. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi, guys. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, I just have a quick explanation before I ask my question. I'm a little nervous, but I called you guys back in August about my husband trying to force me into a threesome, and you guys did help me with that. So, but the past couple months, I felt like I've been hanging on by a thread. Like, I felt mentally unstable. It kind of brought back memories of past sexual abuse. So long story short, I brought that up to the therapist, and he said, well, how long has it been since the incident occurred with him? And I'm like, well, a couple months, 3 months. And he said, well, let's celebrate 3 months of sobriety. And then, you know, my husband's response was like, well, if you're always going to be thinking negative, maybe we should get a divorce. And so I thought, well, maybe this is all in my head. So long story short, we would go to, like, things with our kids, like a trunk or treat for Halloween, and I would see girls dressed, like, that were there participating, dressed too sexy, and then, you know, my husband would be like, oh, you did a good job with your decorations, and then I'm like, well, is that a sincere thing that he said, or is he going to expect me to want to fantasize about being intimate with these girls, which I'm not into that, but he's tried to do that in the past. So, I just felt like I was very fragile, and I felt like I would be at work, and when I would have anxiety attacks and I would have to get up and walk away, I would, anyway. So my question is, I'm sorry. So he, in first week of December, I went through his phone because he told me that I'm just using the marriage counselor for brownie points, and that really hurt me. So my passive aggressive self, I went through his phone and I found the sex chat that he had with his friends. They send like derogatory pictures of women and their bras and like sex pictures and stuff with, you know, body parts. And so I wrote, all you guys are jerks. Do your wives know what you're doing? That didn't sit well with my husband, and I'm not very proud of what I did. He came, he came upstairs, he unplugged all the electric and said, you know, he pays the cable, like, I have no right to watch it. He got
Jane,
very angry, told her.
Jane, we're getting the picture. What's your question? What would you like Alice and Sherry to help you
my
with?
My question is, when he came after me like that, it kind of reminded me of the way my dad came after me as a child, and I was very scared. I feel like my mind just broke, and I don't know why. So I reached out for help, and I told the people that I was reaching out for help, that I was coping with this by drinking. I ended up going to a detox center. They sent me to a detox center, and my labs were fine. I had no alcohol in me. I had no drugs in my system. I ended up going to this place. It was like an inpatient substance abuse place, and I'm like, I don't belong here. I'm like, I need more mental health. So I had to find myself out, and I did find an outpatient place for mental health, and okay. I finally, after like a month, I found someone that deals with past traumas. But is that like
Jane, I'm worried for you that the trauma is continuing with your husband. Whether or not he's asking you to engage in that kind of sexual activity, he's doing some things that are very unsafe. It doesn't sound like he's engaged in his own healing process at all. Is that the case?
I don't. He just doesn't understand. He's like, why can't you just get over it?
So, okay. So that kind of confirms for me what I'm thinking. He's continuing on an attack mode against you rather than getting help, getting humble, and taking responsibility for what he did. I think he might be making you feel like you're the crazy one. You're the one that's on hyper alert and you're not supposed to be. Your past certainly is coming up, and it's being your wounds are being reopened by what your husband has done, but his behavior is continuing in a lot of incredibly toxic ways. So I don't think your head and your heart have gotten safe enough since your husband made that request and then continue some of these toxic behaviors. So what I'm most concerned about is some safe separation, even if it's a mental and emotional separation from your husband, so that you can get safe and get stable. Are you two living together?
We are. When I first came home, he was very angry with me. But then he did come to me and apologize
No, he didn't apologize for what happened in August, but he apologized for, he said he put a lot on me.
So Jane, an apology is good, and it's nowhere near enough. Is he getting help for his own sexual behavior?
No,
he's not.
I don't think he thinks it's an issue.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think it's a problem.
Yeah. So you know what, my dear? It's a big problem. We're seeing what you're seeing. And I just want to affirm what Alice said, is you're not the crazy one. There's crazy stuff happening around you, and he's sexually acting out. He's doing
it. Is this normal, though?
No. Well, it's normal.
I had to go on FMLA from my job. I'm afraid. Like, I've been there for 15 years.
I know.
I
know.
I lost my job.
I know.
It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Right. But you know why this is all happening to you? It's because you've been impacted by trauma. This is what, there's a guy out there by the name of Omar Minwalla. He calls it sex addiction induced trauma. Hmm. It's real. I actually did a survey with 100 women, just like you, Jane. And you know what? 76% of them had clinical symptoms of PTSD. They were just like you. They were just like you. They were trying to numb out with alcohol. They were angry. They were trying to go in to get treatment for themselves. But let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is he's currently acting out, and you know that. And he needs help. And you need support so that you can heal. It's not good.
I don't want to live like this.
I am so glad to hear that. And Alice is glad to hear that. And Larry's glad to hear that. And we've got some resources for you here at New Life that we want to introduce you to. Because I'm like you. I'm what I call trauma squared. I had trauma in my background, but I also was married to somebody who struggled with sex addiction.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hearing you and I go, girl, I get it. I get your path, but we want to get you empowered with what you need to heal. And we want to help you get your husband into treatment. His first step might be coming to the Everyman's Battle Weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Larry just said he's giving $500 off. And
okay.
Yeah, $500 off. If he wants to come, it's kind of that wake-up call where your husband's going to be around a lot of different men who struggle just like he does and have a chance to wrestle with it. But I would love to send you my book if I can.
Yes.
It's called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. And you're going to read that book, and it's going to feel like somebody is living your life, and it was me. But you don't have to stay in crazy land. You don't have to stay in this place of helplessness and hopelessness. We want to help.
And we have a workshop for you as well. We have a workshop called Restore for women whose hearts and minds have been hurt, broken, and they're struggling because of their husband's lack of sexual integrity, because he's gone off the rails. And that weekend would help you a lot. But we really care about you. We'll send you that book. And we hope that you can find some other women that could surround you and give you some comfort and some help as well while you're taking care of yourself. We'll be back with more calls. 800-229-3000.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to take another call, but before we do, Alice, you have a final thought for Jane.
I do. Jane, I just want to warn you to brace yourself and brace yourself up by those supportive women that Larry was mentioning right before the break. Because when you go to your husband and ask him to get help for the sake of your marriage and your family, I think you're likely to get a lot of pushback and probably quite a bit of anger from him. And it's easy to backpedal and think, oh, I did it wrong. This isn't right. What should I be doing? So you'll need those supportive women to stand with you when he possibly fights back. If he does fight back against that request, that's a painful reality that you will need to face head on. And then if you come to our weekend or let us set you up with a counselor, we can help you with the next steps to walk through it, however he responds to you. But we'll be praying for a good response.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take another call. We're going to talk to William. We have other calls holding, and I want to encourage you, please continue to hold. We have another program right after this. We will get to you. And there are a couple of lines open, so if you'll call 800-229-3000, or if you're listening and want to call next hour, we hopefully can take your call. So let's talk to William, Louisville, Kentucky, on WFIA. Hello, William. How can we help you?
Hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really nervous. My heart's pounding.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in good company. Mm-hmm.
I'm recently divorced. I'm living in the house still with my former wife. We're trying to get them back together. We never really had a good marriage. We had a real romantic courtship before marriage. Then we met at a Christian online service, and we got married very quickly. And we felt really in love.
So, how long have you been divorced?
I didn't really. Just since October.
Okay.
And
so what's the problem now? What's happening right now?
Well, I want to get back with her.
Does she want to get back with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've fought against the idea of divorce throughout our marriage. I've had trouble having sex. We had a sexless marriage because I had some trouble, I guess, mentally and also PE and things like that.
William, did either of you struggle with premarital sexual activity or pornography then during your marriage?
No, we didn't do that. She was married a couple times before to abusive people.
A couple times? How many times?
Two.
Two, okay.
Was one of you unfaithful? Why did you divorce?
Well, because mostly for incompatibility. But I did... We went through the National Institute of Marriage intensive, and through several counseling, and the last one was this past summer. I got kicked out of it. I didn't really do what the counselor said. You know, there were some things that my wife thought that I might suffer through, or that she thought I was narcissistic, passive aggressive, and a victim. And I don't. She's pretty intuitive. I don't know if I need to be tested for those things.
So I'm going to be I'm going to be really vulnerable with our listeners, because I'm looking at the call screener, and maybe they made a mistake, but it says emotional affair. Can you be really honest with us so we can help you?
Yes. I was going to get to that. Really.
Okay. We've got just a couple minutes, so that's why we need the heart. Who had the emotional affair?
It was me toward the end of our marriage. She wanted to have a divorce. We made a contract before we went to the lawyer that there were some things that she wanted me to agree with. This is happening during my work, but I think a lot of this stuff was influenced on my part.
William, can you hear me?
Physical.
William, as we're coming to the close of our show, we really want to help you. What's your question for us?
My question is to get past this emotional affair, to get built with her and have a better marriage than what we had before.
William, I have a thought for you then. I wonder if your hesitancy with us here is similar to what might be happening in the counseling sessions or with your marriage. Now, most of us are hesitant to reveal our mistakes that we're embarrassed and we're ashamed about. But the more we hold back that kind of truth or dance around it, the harder it is to get to the very help that we need. So I think one step you could do is go back to your wife to say, I don't think I've been bold or brave enough in dealing with my mistakes in our marriage and this emotional affair that I had. Maybe I don't even realize how much it affected us. And I'm willing to get help and to take a bold look at myself and the mistakes that I've made.
Because I think what you want, William, is you want it to be okay. You want to just have her get past your past quickly.
We all want an easy button.
And I can't believe that I allowed something like that to happen. I was reading that book by Dr. Eckridge about the lady wants love. And
love and respect.
And the man wants respect.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. But
and there was a chapter in there that was like the perfect storm that led to an emotional affair with somebody that in one of the chapters.
Well, William, even the words you're using right now, they're kind of minimizing what happened. I can't believe I did it. There was a perfect storm that led to it. Those sound like justifications to me that would be very hurtful if I were your wife. You think you do that? Oh, that's a great confession, William. That's good. That's a good start. Go back to your wife and let her know, I've minimized this affair. I've tried to justify it and explain it, and that hasn't helped.
And the other thing I want to encourage you to do, Larry, if it's okay, I'd like to send his wife my book. I have a book called Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal. I want you both to read it. But I want you, as an act of care for both of you, to think to get her and you to the Intimacy Intensive that's coming up in February. Because you guys need some serious intervention right now. And, hey, we've had couples that have been divorced that have actually gotten remarried. Nothing is going to happen until you begin to do what Alice invited you to do, which is honestly confess our brokenness and begin to start dealing with the real issues instead of minimizing the hurt and the pain that's there. And so a weekend like that can help you guys get a kickstart into seeing yourselves in a whole new way.
And William, if you'll hold on the line, we'll ask the call screener to transfer you to somebody who could talk to you about that. Or if you guys are also willing to see a counselor before that workshop, that would be of help if you guys saw a counselor together. But we want to send you a book, How We Love, also, and on top of Intimate Deception, because those two books could be life-changing for you and for your wife. And I think Alice's suggestion about the vulnerability and being brave and bold and taking heart to make a change. You know, Dave Stoops' book, The Change Your Life, or Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Make a donation and get that book as a thank you gift. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Hold on if you are still waiting for us to take your call. We're here another hour. You can get on by calling 800-229-3000. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.